Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Happy May Day, David.
Happy May Day, Robin. It's looking very May Day-ish out there today.
It is. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. The sun has made an appearance. I can't imagine a May Day maypole dance in the gym.
No, no.
I mean, it's there as a backup, and I'm grateful for that. But as long as we've been here, we've always been able to enjoy the May Day celebration outside.
Yeah.
Has that been true for you too?
I think it is because I have no image of it being in the gym.
Sure.
Or even it being an option. Our kids this morning were both a little disappointed because they have the association of this being sort of a blistering hot day, which I hadn't remembered that either. But this is chillier than recent memory.
It is. I have memories of a pretty intense sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bringing the umbrella, the parasol. I do.
Yes.
Anyway.
Wide brimmed.
It's coming back to me now.
Sure. Mari was sure to grab her sunglasses this morning because her memory too is that it's, you know, really tends to be so bright.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, we're just not yet used to that at this time of year. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's
yeah,
this afternoon. And we will reminisce. We'll recount and reminisce next week on the podcast with you.
There'll be some beautiful pictures, too, on the portal
for
this.
Oh, sure, because Drew Shanka's on it. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the ribbon cutting today for the solar array.
Right.
And so we'll have lots to say about that.
Great.
About that next week. A couple of things to talk about right off the bat. We want to say thank you to all who came out for the Gary Lamb presentations last week. Gary is from Hawthorne Valley and met with the board and faculty on Thursday night and gave presentations to the community on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon. Thanks to everyone who attended any of these enrichment opportunities, taking the time to deepen their understanding of the roots of the mission of Waldorf education. Looking ahead to this weekend, Sunday, May 5th, yet another new date for our all-school work day. Rain or shine, it's on from noon to 4 p.m. That's Sunday, May 5th. Hope to see you there. As always, there will be lunch provided, and it's always a great time. We'll be doing some spring cleaning, some sprucing up, mm-hmm. and your children are welcome to join you. And even if you only have a half hour to give, it takes a village, folks. And then next week is a big week. We have Thursday, May 9th. Is the pentathlon. A reminder to the upper grades children to dig out those pentathlon shirts that they wore in the fifth grade so that they can put them on to see this year's fifth grade on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always so fun. Okay, and let's see. The next day, Friday, May 10th, the eighth grade is leaving for their eighth grade trip.
Wow.
And that is through Saturday, May 18th. And they are headed down south. I know they're going to the Smoky Mountains, among other places. And we'll have to talk with one of the chaperones following
about
that experience.
They have an amazing trip set up. Epic is the word that keeps coming up.
Sure. Everything about the eighth grade year is epic, but especially this eighth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe I've said this on here before, but I don't say go big or go home anymore. I say go Betty or go home.
Which I love so much. But they're getting excited. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Have you received the packing list?
I didn't look at the packing list. I looked at the agenda, the itinerary. Mm-hmm. A lot of driving.
Yes.
Oh,
Tennessee,
man.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
What else is in there?
St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Like every day is at least 2 or 3 hours of driving to get to the next cool thing to do.
Sure.
It's rock climbing, I think, and river rafting. And
Oh,
yeah. St. Louis Arch
nice.
Is on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. The last day of school, of course, is May 24th. We will have an end of year picnic that day at noon, after following the noon dismissal. And take a look in the Lunchbox Express. There will also be some signs on the doors about what each family should bring to that picnic.
Mm.
And then, of course, that evening, Friday, May 24th, is the graduation. I do want to back up and say we have one more assembly before the end of school. And that is Friday, May 17th. That's an open assembly. And then we also have one at the end of, at the last day of school.
The
right?
last day of school.
Okay,
isn't
so there are actually two more. There's the 17th for an open assembly, and then also Friday, May 24th will be the last day.
Back across the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Something that I forgot to mention with May Day. One of the great things about the May Day celebration is the seventh grade plant sale that is always in conjunction with that. That's the first day of the seventh grade plant sale. I like to bring over our wagon because I know that I'm going to pick up so many perennials and sometimes vegetable starts and sometimes flower starts. So that will start on May Day, but that goes throughout most of May. So although it starts on May Day and that's the first day, feel free to come to the school greenhouse and take a look around. Things are generally labeled. There's usually an envelope or some method of, you know, or instructions about how you would pay for those things.
Sure.
And you can take your payment over to the office and write the check to the class of, I guess that would be 2020.
Yeah.
And all proceeds for that plant sale go to the eighth grade trip for them next year. And so they've been working really hard the last couple of months. And I know that Jess Krieger and Aaron Ford and Katie Fassbinder have been helping hold that with the children. And they've been accepting donations for different plants and perennials and things like that. And they've, you know, started some things from seed. And I would really love to know more about, you probably know some about that. Didn't Margaret hold that last year?
She did. But I don't know anything about what it was.
Okay. We need to get Margaret down here.
We should. We should have a plant sale interview. There's so many things we could do interviews about.
Oh, I know. I know. It's and sometimes, you know, I always like to hear about those things and they then become kind of demystified because sometimes we don't realize all of the work that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think we always don't realize because there's just so much going on.
Right. Yeah. And life in general. But but sometimes it can be fun to learn about the history. You know, who started this? And you know, some things stick and other things don't. And so, you know, who would know? Mary Christensen. I'm sure Aaron Schmidt would know. Anyway, Margaret may know. So, well, we'll get some answers for you folks, and that would be a nice conversation to have, nice springtime conversation. Don't forget, some mowing help is needed over the summer. The Facilities Committee is looking for volunteers to help mow the school grounds during the growing season. We provide the mowers and gasoline. All you have to do is show up and mow. There is a pretty flexible schedule that can accommodate pretty much anyone willing to mow. Volunteers will be put into teams to make things more manageable. Jason Cole is leading that. If you want to talk with him about that, please email him at jasoncole@gmail.com to sign up and for more information. It's time to return your school library books. All Pleasant Ridge Library books are due back by Friday, May 10th. Please take a look through your home and round up all of our books. Thank you from Chris Leinberger that she put that request in. Hmm. And speaking of Chris Leinberger, you know, she's a grandparent in the school.
Yeah.
And she had at least three granddaughters go through. Her last granddaughter is graduating this year.
Oh.
And Chris has been the library volunteer coordinator for the last 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And much like Therese, who is our lunch volunteer coordinator, she too will be graduating with, Therese will be graduating with her eighth grader Rowan this year, and Chris will be graduating with Zarelia and is looking for somebody to take the reins as library coordinator. And this may be a job for a few different people. And if you have interest, please give me a call. This is Robin Kotke. Chris would love to help folks get acclimated to that role. Perhaps you would like to just volunteer to, you know, read with the children or teach some library skills. There are lots of options there.
Or maybe you know someone.
It really is great for grandparents. There are a couple of folks I think that we're already talking to about this, but certainly there's always room for more folks who want to come in. And they work directly with the teachers and the children. And there's kind of a process, you know, to go through to become acclimated. But I know that anybody who has done this work has found it really rewarding.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of volunteers, we are still searching for our lunch volunteer coordinator for next year. And I'm talking with somebody about this currently, but this could certainly be something held by a few different people. So if you have some interest, please let me know. Don't forget, Mother's Day is next weekend.
Oh, geez.
There's still a chance to get your Mother's Day flowers from Growing for Good. We are taking pre-orders for sustainably grown bouquets from local flower farmer and PRWS alumni parent Allison Starn of Petal and Thorn. These are really sweet little arrangements. You can either get mixed tulips, assorted tulips, or you can get a tulip and daffodil bouquet with optional foliage for only $18 or $20 if you'd like to add the foliage. If you'd like more information, contact info@growingforgood.org or call 608-637-8200. Still looking for volunteer waterers over at Growing for Good? If you'd like to get cool on a hot day, this is the place to be. We have 7,000 geraniums, and they get pretty thirsty, especially on hot days, and 30 minutes of watering would make them so happy. There are also other volunteer opportunities over at Growing for Good, and we look forward to hearing from you. Contact Angie Bernstein at info@growingforgood.org, or you may phone her at 606-2086 for more details. Community news. We have the Richtone Spring Concert, always a treat, coming up on Saturday, May 11th at 4 p.m. That's at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 504 South Main Street in Viroqua, and adults are $12, seniors $8, and students $5. That's always a great...
I've always really enjoyed those shows.
Yeah, we'll definitely be there. Here's some news from the McIntosh Memorial Library. Thursday, May 2nd from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., please join us at the McIntosh Memorial Library for an evening program sponsored by the Wisconsin Humanities Council titled This is a Real Job, Insights into Arts Work. The speakers for the event will talk about how they turned their passion for art into a business. My understanding is that they're doing a whole series.
That's a really interesting topic.
Yeah, and how to build, you know, websites and how to market and all of those kinds of things. So I'm wondering if this is the first part of that series, but definitely check it out. You can find out more information at the Viroqua Library or on their website. Miss Lori still has openings for summer childcare. There is one more opening Monday through Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. Email her at lorid2@frontiernet.net for more information. That's lorid2@frontiernet.net. And Lori, of course, for those who may not know, is the kindergarten assistant in the Violet Kindergarten. Mm. That sounds like a sweet situation. She has a country home and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think folks would be lucky to have that arrangement for the summertime. Speaking of summertime, don't forget, take a look at the PRWS 2019 Summer Camp program. These brochures were put in parent mailboxes. You can also find information at pleasantridgewaldorf.org. There are some really nice offerings. And if you register before May 24th, you receive a 5% off your camp. The camps this year include Drawing from Life, Moving Together, Creative Movement, Circus Variety Week, Archery, Wild Things Outdoor Camp, Off-Broadway, and Technical Theater. It's wise to act swiftly because sometimes these can fill up.
For sure.
Yep. If you want more information, talk to Jordan Brudas, Enrollment and Outreach Coordinator in the office.
Those are going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, I do believe that that is it for this week.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next week.
See you then.